Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 3, you will hear stories from our fourth collection, Luck and Opportunity. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. International House by Marie Mitchell. Growing up in a tiny Iowa town in the 1950s and 60s, I barely knew where Kenya, Japan, Guatemala, China, Germany, and South Korea were located. I definitely did not know anyone from those countries, since there was no diversity, mainly just white families of the Mennonite faith. Surprisingly, 70 years later, my own home had become known as the International House, a phrase a friend coined for us. There's been no master plan to opening our home and hearts to high school and college students, plus adults and children from other countries. Opportunities just came calling. Victor from Kenya was our first visitor in 1993. My husband and I worked for Eastern Kentucky University in Richmond, and Victor, a student, needed a home for the holidays when the dormitories closed. We were already squeezed into a two-bedroom duplex with our two-year-old son, Mitchell, but hey, why not? We creatively rearranged furniture and people to make room for Victor, who was playful and polite and ended up staying through the spring semester. Eventually, we outgrew the duplex, thanks to my husband's extensive book collection and my son's growing toy collection. So in 1995, we moved into a four-bedroom house within walking distance of campus. What were we thinking, we wondered, as we wandered through the empty, echoey rooms? Why such a humongous house for just the three of us? That question was answered 2 years later when a friend at the university's international office introduced us to Yuko from Japan, who was looking for a host family. Yuko was quiet and athletic. She moved into the pink room with a teddy bear border. We introduced her to bourbon, burgoo, and bluegrass. She shared her anime and sumo wrestling tapes. In 1997, shortly before Yuko's arrival, we'd begun an international adoption process. 8 months later, we got the call to bring home our baby boy, Marlo, from Guatemala. We learned some Spanish, attended Latino culture events, and cooked Hispanic dishes to connect him with his heritage. We did not remain a fivesome for long, though. 6 months after Marlo joined us, I gave birth to Ruby, poor Yuko. The kids loved to bounce on her bed, dance to her music, and watch her practice kendo. After 2 years, Yuko moved into her own apartment and Ruby claimed the pink bedroom. The house was messy, noisy, and full of activity. Plenty to keep two working parents busy. Then in 2001, another life-changing call came. Could you host a high school German exchange student? And by the way, he's already here. I counted our family, 5. I counted our bedrooms, 4. The math didn't add up. And it was a big commitment. However, my family was ecstatic and our oldest offered to sleep on the futon in the family room. So, welcome Constantine. He was a perfect fit for us. He and Marlo bonded and became big buddy, little buddy. And Constantine read Emil and the Detectives to the kids at night. We cheered at Constantine's soccer games, met his prom date, and we were proud parents at his graduation. Meanwhile, after celebrating Thanksgiving, we'd learned about Tong, a visiting scholar from China, who missed her faraway husband and daughter and requested a local family for Christmas. I did the head count again. 5 of us, plus Constantine, 5 out-of-town relatives. Sure, set another plate. Tong taught us Chinese songs and dances and tutored my husband in Mandarin. He taught her to drive and communicate with thoughtless motorists by yelling, "You jerk!" When Tong's family joined her in Kentucky, We became fast friends, and the kids played together for hours, even though they spoke different languages. In between all these guests, we hosted Studious Lena from China, groups of spirited South Korean students in the summer, and Solemn Morio from Japan, who we accidentally lost at a football game but later found. Then it grew too quiet around our house after everyone returned home. So in 2004, we adopted Ingrid from Guatemala. At 10 months old, she resembled Dora the Explorer and was equally adventurous. Just when we thought our family was complete, we added another last-minute German student in 2008. Hendrik bunked with our oldest son, playing soccer together and rocking out at concerts. Most of our international visitors, now married with kids of their own, have returned to see us, and we visited them. We've walked the Great Wall of China, strolled through the Brandenburg Gate, ridden the bullet train. We're between house guests now. We could have hosted a retired Mongolian general, but we were worried our unstructured schedule would drive a military man crazy. So, for humanitarian reasons, we declined. Still, our international door remains open to anyone from another country or planet that wanders in and wants to stay a while. Bienvenido a todos. Copyright 2021, Marie Mitchell. Marie Mitchell's 30 years as a broadcast journalist plus 15 years teaching communication classes at Eastern Kentucky University have provided plenty of material for her newspaper columns, short stories, plays, and Kentucky-based books for kids and adults. She thrives on writing collaboratively with her husband, Mason Smith, or her sister, Rebecca Mitchell Turney. Marie has joined four other Eastern Kentucky University professors in writing novels under the pen name Quinn McAllister. All books are available on Amazon. Marie also shares, through the Kentucky Humanities Council Speakers Bureau, her research on Eastern Kentucky University's first woman president, Mary Cregan Rourke. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a new feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the four anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's randelljones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next personal story publishing project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.